Proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Reverend Dennis Marim. Please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's Morim.
I know. I won't correct you. Thank you, Senator Pappas. Let us pray. O gracious God and Creator, we thank you for this new day and all the opportunities this day brings to each of us. Thank you that you have again brought us safely to this place, and I thank you for these men and women, these senators, who have dedicated their lives to public service. Guide them in their discussions in this chamber and in their various meetings. We pray for your wisdom and your insight to guide us always in our own private lives, in our professional lives. Our thoughts this morning go to the country Ukraine, and to the rising tensions there. And we pray, Lord, through your mysterious workings, that further bloodshed or military conflict will not take place. We pray also for Syria. And as we see pictures of refugees fleeing that country, and as you see this mass of suffering humanity, we pray that somehow, some way, that peace and order can come to that country and other countries we may name in our hearts. We thank you we think of people in our state who deal with issues beyond their control, and we thank you for the action of this legislative body in reaching out to those who struggle to heat their homes. Thank you for their concern, reflected in men and women in this room and throughout this capital. Lord, this morning we pray also for family and friends who grieve the loss of loved ones. And we pray for the family of the Marine Caleb Erickson from Waseca, killed in Afghanistan. Comfort his family, his friends. We pray for those who battle serious illness, who fight depression or addiction, who experience great pain or loneliness. We say their names in the quietness of our hearts at this time. May your healing presence be with them through our words, our actions, and the words and actions of those that you send into their lives. Again, we thank you for this day and for the many countless blessings in our lives. For all of that, we give you thanks. Amen.
Pledge allegiance. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebretson, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rood, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move first to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Please make note of that. Could we please keep the noise down so people who want to follow the agenda can do that? So please be quieter. Take your comments into the hallways or just wait till session is going to be very short. So just be patient. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption by the House of the following Senate concurrent resolution herewith returned. Senate concurrent resolution number 8, a Senate concurrent resolution adopting deadlines for the 2014 session, signed Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The fifth order of business, report of committee, Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The bills printed on page 4, Senate file 945, 1725, 1783, 556, 238, 1275, and 527 will be given their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and refers as indicated with the following change. On page 16, Senate file 2238 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are all author motions. They will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. I'd like to call now on Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate file number 155 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, and I've spoken with Chair Sharon, Chair Lori, and Chair Cohen, and they all agree that this is prudent.
Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam President. If Senator Dibble would yield to the body and explain why this should not be heard in a policy committee.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, it was the opinion of Senator Sharon and Senator Lori that this matter deals more with a finance matter. It's simply an accounting matter of how we deal with pooled trusts.
Okay. Thank you,
Senator Betson.
Thank you, Senator Dibble, Madam President.
Right. Then, Senator Dibble, the next bill. The motion. I'm sorry. All those in favor of the Dibble motion, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, I move that Senate file number 1063 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
This is your bill.
Thank you, Madam President. Yes, this is actually almost the identical bill with a little bit of word change. We thought we would just move both bills over. We'll probably only end up taking up this bill for hearing. And again, I've spoken with all the relevant committee chairs, and they think this is a prudent step to take.
Senator Benson.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Dibble, it does say on page 2, line 1, it is the policy of the state. And so if you could please yield to a question as to why this should not be heard in a
Senator Dibble
committee.
Yield?
Thank you.
He will yield.
Thank you, Madam President. Agreed, but it is the effect of the policy. The effect of the policy is how the money can be transferred and how it can be counted and the like. And the policy chair and the finance chair believe this was primarily a finance matter because it deals mostly with assets that may or may not be able to be placed in a pooled trust.
Any more, Senator Benson?
Madam President, I know that we are under tight deadlines, but it does appear to be a policy change, and so I would prefer to have it heard in a policy committee first and then move expeditiously through finance committee. I do serve on both committees, and the opportunity to have a more extensive discussion on a policy change would be appreciated, and I would oppose this motion.
Any more discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The motion is adopted. Next, Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1706 be withdrawn from taxes and re-referred to the Finance Committee. It is my bill, and both chairs are in agreement.
Is there any more discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1767 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. All the chairs are aware, and this is the Region 10 Quality Assurance Bill.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1848 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and re-referred to the Committee on Finance. It's my bill. I've talked to the tax chair. There's no reason for the tax committee to see it. It's just a bonding proposal that should be heard in the finance division. There are no tax provisions in the bill.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Madam Chair, or Madam President. I move that Senate File number 1896 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing.
This is your bill?
This is my bill, yes. And it has been discussed by the Chair. It's appropriate to go to Health and Human Services and Housing first. Yes.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Eaton.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1901 be withdrawn from the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce.
This is your bill?
Yes, Madam President.
And both chairs are aware of this change?
I know that Senator Sharon is. I assume somebody's told Senator Metz.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wicklund.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File number 1917 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety.
This is your bill?
This is my bill. And both the chairs have concurred. Is there a transportation provisions, and it should go to transportation before
first
it goes to state and local government.
All right. Great. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senate Resolution 167 will be referred to the Rules Committee. There being no other business, announcements of Senate interest, 13 order of business. Are there any Senate announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Hand, before you do that, Senator Champion is excused for the day. And Pratt, Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm just wondering if Majority Leader is in the chamber, if he'd be open to a question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You're looking for the Majority Leader?
If he is in the chamber and would be willing to answer a question.
Senator Bach, will you yield? He will yield.
Thank you, Madam President. And Senator Bach, I don't know if but I have heard that we are perhaps having session tomorrow, and I just wanted to know if you could comment on that and either confirm that or deny that. And if we are, what are we going to be taking up tomorrow? It's a little unusual this early in the session to have back-to-back meetings, and just if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, Senator Hahn, if you remember on the first day, I did indicate that because of the short committee deadlines, we were likely to have some additional sessions outside of our normal Monday and Thursday, and it's the House actually that decided they needed a session day tomorrow to move some committee reports around. So we figured as long as the House is burning a legislative day, that the Senate might as well. I know we'll have some committee reports. That would be my thought. Is all we'd probably be taking up is moving paper.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator Bach. I just was curious. I thought maybe we were going to take up a bunch of tax repeals tomorrow, and we just want to be repaired. So thank you.
People in the chamber, I know there's a number of staff members along the wall, and I appreciate you being here and appreciate your interest, but please keep your comments to a minimum. I do see staff members talking to each other. I mean, occasionally a member may need to talk to you for some reason. I'm trying to keep the volume down. It's difficult to hear in here. Thank you. Oh, Senator Pratt is present, so we will withdraw him from the excuse list. Any other announcements? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move the House to now adjourn until Tuesday, March 4th, 11 a.m.
Would you like to adjourn the Senate until tomorrow? Just a moment. Before we take that motion, Senator Hoffman. Sorry.
Madam President, I just... Office of Revisor of Statutes, that everybody's cordially invited to a 75th anniversary open house at the Office of the Revisor of Statutes, which is in the 700 State Office Building today from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And yes, refreshments will be served. Thank you.
All right. Any other announcements? Then, Senator Bach, you want to restate your
Madam
motion?
Madam President, I renew my motion. The Senate do now adjourn until Tuesday, March 4th, 11 a.m.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.